joining us is Mark Stock, one of the co-founders of Big Iron Auction and Realty Company. And Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure to be here, Ken. Good to see you, sir.
You and I have been friends for quite a while, and it's a great story. And folks need to do some research and see how you all have grown this business. But the reason why I want to have you on is really to talk about this literal explosion in the land market. And you've done some research and just observations, and your team have come up with maybe three key points of why this land market's doing what it's doing. And what do you think is the biggest factor?
Well, you know, inflationary things, usually people like to put stuff in that maintains a good steady increase in value over time. And land has always shown that it's one of the better investments out there. But you know, low interest rates is driving a lot of this, Ken. We've seen tremendously low long-term fixed interest rates that are appeasing to a lot of people. And of course, the government then changed their first-time land loan owner programs, increased the limits up to $600,000, which helps a lot of the younger people now participate. And then a lot of lenders will take that loan over on whatever additional funds are there needed to close that transaction. But we also see commodity prices too that have stimulated this market. So yeah, when you have $13 and $14 and $15 beans, and you have $5 and $6 selling opportunities from old crop and new crop corn, that always stimulates the market. And we don't see a lot of land on the market right now. So just like everything, when you have supply and demand coming into play, then you see a run up in values. But land's a good investment long term. Short term, sometimes you wonder. But long term, it has always been a good positive thing to put money into.
You talked about investments. That's always been the kind of catch 22. If you're in agriculture, you know, who are those that are buying that land? Is it farmers? Is it outside investors?
You know, it's a little bit of both, but it's still end users are buying predominantly most of the land. We have seen a lot of the second to last bidders on some of our online land auctions are from investment groups. But even they have a number that they're striving for. But the majority of the time, an end user usually ends up with it. But the investor groups are adamantly looking to put money in. There's a lot of these folks in the big roll hundreds of thousands or $1 million into funds, and then they own a small percentage of some farmland because they also see the value that farmland brings to the equation. We've got carbon credits that might be a big added value to land ownership. So that inspires a lot of the folks that want to invest into land to throw more money into that equation. So, you know, eventually they're going to have to adjust where they want for their return on investment to get some of it bought, because an end user will pay more because they've driven by it all their life and they just need to have it, right? My mom always said, when something comes up for sale a couple miles from where you live, you're probably only going to have one shot in your lifetime to own that. So that's why the end users play hard when there's something close to their operation.
Mark Stock from Big Iron Auction Realty is joining us. Let's take a break. We're going to talk about this hot land market as well as the hot farm machinery market. We return. Mark Stock from Big Iron Auction Realty is joining us. And Mark, we're talking about the land market. I also want to talk a little bit about machinery in just a little bit, but you know, you had some factors on what's driving this, and what the bottom line is, it's a hot market to own land.
It's a hot market. It's a very hot market to own land, driven by a shortage of supply. So if there's anybody out there thinking about selling land, now might be a good time. And another factor to consider it is, we really don't know, Ken, what's going to go on in Washington right now with all of the rules that dictate 1031 exchange, whether they'll even be around anymore. We don't know how the inheritance or estate taxes may be changing. They're talking about it all the time. They're talking about giving exemptions to ag folks so the land can stay in the family farm, or the farm family farm can stay in the family. But sometimes it's out of your control if it's out of your control. And right now, we've got some folks that are talking about getting their land put on the market. In fact, we're selling a bunch of land throughout Kansas here in just a couple of weeks, because these folks know what the rules are right now, and they can work with these rules as they're established right now. And they're going to probably do some 1031 exchanging when this property sells. But supply is important, and there is not a lot of supply out there, but something to consider if you're worried about the taxes situation.
kind of like the same thing in the equipment business. You and your company, one of the early adapters, early leaders in a different way to market equipment through online auctions. And now you're one of the standard bearers, if you will, around the country. And so you have your pulse on what's going on with machinery sales, this resale of this equipment. I understand it's just about as hot as the land market, good equipment.
It's extremely hot, and it's driven because the big farmers can't get anything new for a while because COVID has shut down manufacturers. Supplies to put the products together have been delayed, and then, of course, the labor situation has delayed everything. So if you are a farmer and you've got additional acres that you put into your operation because somebody has retired and you need an extra planter or an extra tractor or a bigger combine, boy, I tell you what, you can't get a new combine right now till after harvest if you ordered one from most of the manufacturers. So if you see a used combine that's low-houred or a used corn head, in fact, or you know, some of these Draper heads and these Shelbourne stripper heads that are selling right now are bringing full bore retail, if not a little bit more, because they just can't get them. So it's a supply and demand cycle, Ken, that is driving the market. Also, commodity prices driving the market. If they're gonna figure out a way to beat a little Uncle Sam in the farm sector, they'll buy a newer piece of machinery if they can get their hands on it.
So the way I understand it is you're saying right now is a seller's market.
It is a seller's market. We've got folks that were planning on retiring or having their retirement auction next year. They're looking at what these prices are right now. They can recapture a lot of their depreciation just based on the uplift in the market. So they're pulling the trigger now, and we're having sales in July and August already on retirement auctions when they're usually done in November and December. Because they want to take advantage of this.
Mark, if folks want to learn more about what the Big Iron Auction Realty does or meet some of your team members, maybe have some discussions, how can they do that?
Well, if you go to our website, bigiron.com, that's the first avenue to reach us. There's a button there that says contact Big Iron or sell your equipment or sell your land. And our phone number is smeared all over the bottom of the pages too. So pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll connect you to the rep who is local to your area. That's one thing we pride ourselves. We are local everywhere we're at. The people live in the areas in which they serve. So they know the market, they know the sellers, they know the buyers. It's a smooth transition.
All right, Mark, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us your insights. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ken.
Mark Stock with Stock Auction Realty has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.